What's good? What's good? I am back. One and only, Paul Pickett. This is the Paul Pickett Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast. Before I get started, of course, you know this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. And New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. The online marketing promotions for your product, service, and brand, go check out promopals.biz. And if you're a dog lover or cat lover and you like t-shirts and hoodies, check out newlitter.com. Also, for Shizzle, I got a shout out. Dizzlebrand.com. Do your dizzle. Step into the future. Dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice. Dizzle on ice. And I should have my new bottles here today. All right, first, before I get started, hit that like, hit that share, hit that comment. If you're on TikTok, hit that follow, and I'll follow you back. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, hit that subscribe, hit that like, hit that follow. All right, let me get in last night's NBA scores. Boston beat Cleveland 98-92. Of course, Cleveland had like three of the starters not playing. Sacramento beat Detroit 129-107. Kay Cunningham actually had a good game. He had like 25 points, 8 assists, and some rebounds. And New Orleans got beat by Washington. Of course, I've been saying, man, from day one, Washington looks good on paper. Washington won again without Bradley Beal. You know what I'm saying? Because they still got Spencer Dinwiddie. They got Montrezl Harrell. Kyle Kuzma's having a good year. They got KCP, championship pedigree, and they got Bertan and Danny Avdija coming off the bench, you know what I'm saying? So they're a good, legit seven, you know, legit NBA players deep in rotation. Atlanta beat Orlando, which they should have. And Atlanta is one of my favorite teams, but they're not looking too good so far this year. Knicks won 92-84 over Indiana. Knicks are actually, I didn't know if the Knicks are going to carry over to this season and still be a playoff team, man, but they're looking like they are, man. Denver got beat by Dallas, and of course, Dallas to me is that sleeper in the West because Luka Doncic has got them boys looking pretty good over there without another All-Star. Once again, Memphis crushed Houston 136-102. Phoenix beat Minnesota, extend their win streak to 9 straight. Miami beat OKC without 3 of their starters. Tyler Hero started, and he's been balling out. Whether he's starting or on off the bench, he's averaging 20 a game this year. So a lot of teams messed up by passing up on Tyler Hero. Toronto lost to Portland, and Lakers got waxed by Chicago, of course. LeBron is still out, Kendrick Nunn, a couple other players, and Anthony Davis, I think, got ejected as well. So, that's that. All right, let me get off these NFL scores. Colts beat the Jets. Falcons beat the Saints. Am I in the wrong week? I'm in the wrong week. They were on my wrong. Yep, wrong week. All right, here we go. Week 10. My bad. Excuse me. Here we go. Ravens lost to the Dolphins, which is crazy. How they lose to the Dolphins, I don't know. Saints got beat by the Titans. And if I'm not mistaken, I picked the Titans to win. Bills crushed the Jets, which I expected nothing other than that. Steelers and the Lions tied. Lions still don't got to win, but the fact that the Steelers let the Lions tie with them, I mean, the Steelers, this has got to be the last year of Big Ben. Got to be. Colts beat the Jaguars by a touchdown. Washington beat the Buccaneers. Patriots crushed the Browns. The Browns were supposed to have some high hopes coming this year, but their hopes is getting crushed. Falcons and Cowboys. Cowboys crushed the Falcons. Patriots crushed the Cardinals, but let's not buy too much into that because, of course, you know, Kyler Murray was out. And the number one receiver, Hopkins, was out. Vikings beat the Chargers. And Chargers, you know, they definitely should be losing to the Vikings, but this is the second year for Justin Herbert. He's been balling out, so let's pump the brakes. We shouldn't expect them to just win the Super Bowl this year, because I would say in the AFC, the favorite should be the Bills right now. Seahawks got beat by the Packers. Eagles beat the Broncos, which I picked the Broncos, so I definitely got that one wrong. Chiefs crushed the Raiders, and 49ers beat the Rams. I don't know. I mean, that is a division game. You know, any given Sunday could go either way. Chiefs, it look like they're starting to get it together now. The defense had the Raiders to 14, you know, so things are looking good. Let me pull up the standings in the NFL real quick. Bills are still top of the division, but see, they're 6-3. Patriots are 6-4, man. That's the thing. Patriots could easily win this division. They could definitely win this division if the Bills don't keep winning. They're only one game back, two games above 500. It looks like Bill Belichick made the right decision by drafting Mac Jones and moving on from Cam Newton. Chiefs are actually at the top of the division now. They're at 6-4. This is what I'm saying. Chargers lost again. Raiders just lost. All three of those teams just lost, and the Chiefs won. So Chiefs, you know, they're at 600 right now winning percentage. They look like they're getting things together. I know last couple weeks people have been on all these sports debate shows been like, you know, having their doubts about the Chiefs, this, that, third. Patrick Mahomes don't look the same. I mean, you got to realize this is a big turnover. They got a whole new offensive line. Every year you always got new players coming in and you know, players leaving out. And you can't be, you know, top of the world for, you know, every single game and every single year. You know, everybody got to have come back down to earth and have their struggles sometimes in sports. But the Chiefs are the top of the division. That's why I never sat there and went into this, oh, let's doubt the Chiefs, you know. Man, the Chiefs just signed Patrick Mahomes for 10 years, man. Nobody does that in the NFL, man. Like, you know, they're good to go. That's not what we don't got to worry about. Chiefs, Ravens are 6-3 right now, top of division. But if Steelers would have won this last game, Steelers would be tied at the top of the game, top of the division too. I mean, this division can go anyway. 6-3, Ravens, 5-3, Steelers, 5-4, Bengals, and the 5-5 Browns. No telling who wins that. Probably the Ravens will win it, but it could go either way. And Titans definitely got their division a lot. NFC, Cowboys are 7-2. There's no way nobody's... Unless the Cowboys just keep plummeting, they keep losing games. You know, there's no way the Eagles are catching them. Now, Cardinals are probably going to win this division because Rams lost again. And Rams are like the most all-in team. I mean, they got OBJ. I'd expect OBJ and Matthew Stafford to just... click this week. Maybe next week they'll have it together a little better. I'm still interested to see how far the Rams could go. They're more all in than anybody, man, with the moves they made. Packers 8-2. No way the Vikings are catching them in the division. And the Buccaneers just lost again. So I mean the Panthers, that's the thing. Panthers are 5-5. Falcons are 4-5, Saints are 5-4, 6-3. This is a close division, you know. No telling which way it's going to go. All right, let me get to a few little topics. A little thing I saw the other day, Teddy Bridgewater, there was like a turnover, and this is why cats like Teddy Bridgewater get bounced from team to team every year. Like, he literally, he was right there to try to tackle the defender that got the turnover, and he just, you know, steps back. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is football, man. It's a big boy sport. It's a man sport. And you think teams don't see that, you know, and the team you're playing for don't see that. I guarantee Teddy Bridgewater's on a new team next year just because of that. Nothing more to talk about. Cam yelling, Cam is back. Stop it. Four plays, man. Cam only came in and threw the ball like four times, man. Like, literally another quarterback started the game. They said he wasn't going to start. Like, I understand Cam is Cam, you know. He's eccentric with it, but let's stop it. Let's pump the brakes. We don't know that Cam is back just yet, so, you know. But Cam, that's Cam being Cam, but I wouldn't say he's back just yet. All right, so before I get into a couple non-sports related topics, let me get into this one sports related topic. Something I saw the other day, a video. It's really kind of disrespectful and an embarrassment to the NBA that Muggsy Bogues. How is Muggsy Bogues not in the Hall of the NBA Hall of Fame? See, this is the thing. Let's listen to the title of it. NBA Hall of Fame. So, the criteria of being in the Hall of Fame is definitely not fame. Because there's plenty of dudes in the Hall of Fame that were not super famous. Like, so they should really have a different name for it. And, like, how can we not have... Like the NBA story cannot be told without the shortest guy to ever play the NBA game. And I'm just going to stand up a little bit just so y'all know. See, you know, he was shorter than me. Shorter than me. I'm 5'4", 5'5". Muggsy Bogues is 5'3", playing with all the big boys. I mean... He's probably one of the most athletic basketball players ever just because he was 5'3". He could dunk, but he damn near could dunk. And he was the fastest dude in the league. He had a pretty good mid-range jumper. He was great passer, great floor general. The NBA story can't be told without Muggsy Bogues. And I know y'all try to go into stats and stuff like that. And that's the thing. Y'all are so hypocritical because there's plenty of dudes off of stats that should be in the Hall of Fame that are not. And, you know, the Hall of Fame, if we're going off of just fame, like Muggsy Bogues has to be in there, man. You know, it's crazy. This is what I think about Muggsy Bogues not being in the Hall of Fame. Stop it! You can't tell the NBA story. Even Spud Webb, man. The shortest guy to ever win the dunk contest. Come on, man. You know, y'all got to change the criteria to the Hall of Fame. Or y'all got to change the name of it, the title of it. Because fame is fame, man. You ain't got to be the best. I mean, there's plenty famous players that didn't put up a ton of stats. Plenty famous. Like Chris Anderson, the Birdman Anderson, was pretty famous when he was in the league. You know? So y'all might need to change the title to the NBA Hall of the Best. Or Hall of the Greatest. Because y'all ain't going off of fame, and y'all don't always go off of stats either. So, all right. Let me get into this next topic. And this is actually sports-related, too. But it's kind of... Yeah, I guess you could say it's a political world event because it has been politicized somewhat. But this Dave Porte smear by the media. He started Barstool Sports. And I don't know all the details, but I do know that the man is not married and he's single. And they're trying to pry into his sex life. And, you know... That's the thing, man. When people start prying into your sex life for no apparent reason, they have totally bad intentions. They're scumbags. You know, all this is Dave Portnoy, my bad, I guess that's how you pronounce it, Dave Portnoy. Barstool Media is blowing up. It's getting big. And that's all this is about, is the competition using smear tactics, political kind of smear tactics, you know, to try to take them down, you know. Like, why is his sex life or anybody's sex life anybody's business, you know? And then they try to pull, like, false allegations and narratives that he already disproved with text and stuff, you know. And that's the thing. When you're famous and you're got money, any media, any lawyer can get people to lie for fame, for clickbait, for the potential of suing for money, whatever it may be. It's easy to get people to lie. People lie every day on their own. You know, it's easy to get people to lie. You know, I just think this is so petty. It's so scumbaggish. It just sounds like the competition trying to take this guy out, you know, like trying to pry into the sex life. Because that's what they do when they try to go out smear campaigns. When they have nothing else, there's nothing on the surface that is out there, because there's nothing to report on the surface that he's done wrong. They got to go digging and searching into your bedroom, you know. They got to go digging and searching into your sex life and start asking people, you know, are you a freak in bed? Do you like to wear leather? Do you like the rough sex? That's what they're really trying to find out, is do you like rough sex, you know? And you know what? There's plenty of consensual adults that like rough sex. It's nobody's freaking business, you know, but people are all, the media makes it their business to be in everybody's business when it's none of their business. But, you know, it's just some scumbag competition. Mad because they're probably not getting as much advertising dollars as Barstool, or they're losing advertising dollars to Barstool. Because, I mean, they even contacted, I think Business Insider even contacted his advertisers and stuff. That's when you know, it's all about you trying to take out the competition, some petty scumbag stuff, you know. But when you got, that's the thing with y'all cancel culture motherfuckers, man. Y'all don't realize that the only people that can cancel somebody is their loyal fan base. I mean, y'all be trying to cancel, like, all these dudes on YouTube, Ben Shapiro or Crowder or whoever it may be, whether somebody on the left or the right. The only people that can cancel them is their loyal fan base, unless their loyal fan base totally stop watching, you know. It's even like Fresh and Fit when they got into it with Abba and Preach. Like, it wasn't like Abba and Preach was trying to cancel them. They were just calling out the hypocrisy. And, yeah, it hurt them for a little bit, but they're good to go now because, you know, after time, people will forget about things. Things just, you know, just start to settle down, calm down, and, you know, it goes in the back of people's minds, and they start to forget about things and whatnot anyways, most of the time. You know, but yeah, it's just the most scumbag petty moves. All right, let me get into inflation. I've seen a thing with all these Democrats talking about when they start printing up all this more money, and Jen Psaki talking about all these trillions of dollars they're going to try to pass, and these trillions of dollars they're about to print. Like, it's not going to affect any further inflation. I don't know if any of y'all know this, but Jen Psaki gets paid to lie. She does get paid to tell some truth, some, very little. But her main job is to lie and to be the face that does all the lying. So she's just supposed to be an scapegoat. She's getting paid a lot of money so people don't always say, well, Biden was the one lying, or Kamala was the one lying. But her job is to lie. Her job is to lie to the American public and American people, to not tell the truth on some of these questions. Because that's the thing with the government. They always want to bring up, you know, national security, horseshit, you know, and all this BS. And it's all BS. It's all about control. And inflation, I mean, the more money you print, the more there is inflation. This is what y'all got to, a lot of y'all don't even understand history. You know, before America's, there wasn't no paper money. People didn't have dollar bills, yo. There was only like coins, coinage, you know. Paper money is nothing but a piece of notebook paper with an old white man's face on it. It's nothing but a piece of paper with an old cracker's face on it. That's all it is. That we add some monetary value to. Because if the economy crashes today, you ain't going to be able to buy nothing with your paper money. You're going to have to barter. The number one thing in economy is barter. Barter system is the number one thing. Trade. I trade you a half a loaf of bread for a half a dozen eggs. Paper money is all an illusion. It has no real monetary value. And most things that have super monetary value, like when you look at baseball cards, you know, when there's billions and trillions of baseball cards of the same baseball card out there, it has no value. So how is it that there's trillions and trillions of dollars out there, but it keeps its value? Stop it. It has no real value anyways. It's all an illusion. And yes, I like to make money. I try to make money every single day, you know, and that's because I have to live in reality. I have to pay bills. But at the end of the day, if the economy crashes, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills because paper money won't be able to pay nothing. And we won't be able to buy nothing with paper money. And things revert more back to gold and silver and trade, barter, you know. So, yeah, anybody who says printing more money doesn't bring more inflation is lying. Or they're stupid and they're dumber than a bag of bricks. They just don't know. One of the two. They're dumb, stupid, or they just don't know. I mean, they're lying. Blatantly lying. The more money you print, the more it inflates because it has no real value anyways. I mean, every government, every country has paper money with faces on it that they put value to. They all have paper money they put value to, you know. But there used to be no paper money. So y'all forget that. All of a sudden, overnight, we have paper money. It doesn't have, it's no real value. Paper money is really no different than credit when you think about it. It's really no different than credit when you think about it. That's all it really is. Credit in the paper form that you spend and you don't pay back. It doesn't have interest. You know, that's all it really is. It's really just credit without interest. Paper money, you know. And if y'all sit there and thinking a piece of notebook paper with old white man's face has some real value to it, no, it doesn't. Not when there's trillions of the same damn thing out there and whatnot. But so yeah, don't believe the hype. Inflation is gonna be worse next year, and inflation doesn't just come from, you know, the fact that there's too much money printed up. It could come from the fact that there's limited products as well. And you combine those things and it's just, you got a catastrophic inflation storm, you know, really is what you got. And you combine the, you know, the lack of products with demand and the fact that you keep printing money. It's just a catastrophic inflation storm is all it really is. All right, let me get to my last topic of the day. You know, I was on looking for a movie to watch the other day. And I went past the movie, and it made me think, like, how upset I am that they never came out with a movie. Like, it's so upsetting to me that they don't come out with some My Little Pony movie before y'all come out with Thunder. Thunder. Thundercats. Ho! I mean, I don't even remember. Let me look this up. I could be wrong. But did My Little Pony even have a cartoon? I mean, did they even have a cartoon back in the days? Okay, they did. They had a 1986 animation. But really, like, My Little Pony, you know, like, stop it, man. And I know I hear all these excuses where, like, they don't know how to do the Thundercats movie. They don't know how to come about it, this, that, or third. With all this technological advancement they got in video editing and recording nowadays, the way they did Avengers Endgame, Infinity War, you mean to tell me they can't come out with a Thundercats movie? I mean, like, what are they waiting for? Like, what are you really waiting for? You done did every other cartoon, and I'm pretty sure My Little Pony was not as popular as the Thundercats. I don't even care if, like, all the girls was watching it. Thundercats was the shiznit. And it just upsets me there's no Thundercats movie. I mean, you got Brad Pitt, Ving Rhames, Hugh Jackman. You know, I've already seen, like, a breakdown of the cast of characters you could have that would, like, their faces fit. Ving Rhames looks just like Panthro. His facial looks just like Panthro. You just throw a dog collar on him and paint him purple, you know, like old boy off of Guardians of the Galaxy that's green. Or actually, he's about purple, I think, almost. I mean, Panthro all day. Maybe even Dave Bautista could play Panthro. He probably could play Panthro. But y'all putting out this My Little Pony before Thundercats, man. Stop it, man. What is Hollywood waiting for? I mean, I don't know nothing about making a movie, but let me be executive producer. I'll get the Thundercats movie made, and it'll be the bomb. It'll be the bomb. I'll bring enough seasoned actors on board where I won't have to do nothing but sit back and watch greatness. But yeah, My Little Pony over Thundercats? Stop it, man. Get that Thundercats movie out there, man. What are y'all waiting on, Hollywood, man? Slacking, man. My Little Pony, man. I can't believe it, man. Y'all done did every other cartoon. Y'all done did Smurfs. I mean, y'all done did Alvin and the Chipmunk. Y'all did every other cartoon you could possibly think of into a movie or a movie cartoon. I mean, even if you ain't going to do a movie, a Thundercats movie, do some freaking brand new movie cartoon or something. But yeah, y'all tripping, man. Where's the Thundercats, man? Thundercats. Oh! Get it done, man. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. If you're on TikTok, hit that follow, and I'll follow you back. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe. You're on Facebook, hit that live like. And you're on Instagram TV, hit that follow. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and many more. You can Google the Paul Pickett Podcast. It's PaulPickett Podcast. Don't forget my podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. The online marketing promotions for your product, your brand, or your music. Check out promopalace.biz. If you're a dog lover, a cat lover like me, you like t-shirts and hoodies like me, check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. We got different t-shirts and hoodies with dogs, different dog faces, different cat faces, you know, different breeds of dogs, different breeds of cats. And we also got apparel for your dog, like dog bandanas as well. And for Shizzle, I got to shout out DizzleBrand.com. Just add ice, Dizzle on ice. Step into the future. Do your Dizzle. DizzleBrand.com. Got a bunch of recipes on there where you can make your own Dizzle drinks at home or for the bartenders to make as well. You know, and there's an online order link coming soon. All right, once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Paul Pinkett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Thank you for tuning in. Peace, and I'm out.